Joining us now, Mayor Randall Woodfin here in Birmingham to talk about a couple of different topics happening this morning. Mayor, welcome in. Thanks for being here.
Hey, good morning, JT.
So I see financial assistance for folks that are struggling with utilities and rent will continue. I'm assuming they have to go through protocol to a means test, if you will, to determine whether or not they qualify for that. How long do you anticipate this program lasting?
I anticipate this program lasting until a minimum of the next half of the year, remaining of the year, that is. There are a lot of people that are still hurting. We received this funding. We have not even spent 10% of it yet. To qualify, there are a lot of hurdles because there are federal mandates, et cetera. So it'll be a while for us. We want to encourage the citizens in Birmingham who have financial shortfalls due to coronavirus, maybe still unemployed or still down on hard times, and they need help with their rent, they need help with their utilities, they can apply for this program, come down to City Hall, go on the city's website. And the most important thing is to just understand they have to fill out the application in totality to receive the funds. And that's where a lot of the gap is. Okay. The citizen has to do their paperwork.
You know, crime's been an issue not only in our city but around the country, and I know it's front and center with you and the chief on how to battle that crime and reduce the numbers. Some changes when it comes to search warrants. What's going on?
The search warrant piece is quite simple in the wake of Breonna Taylor's death. How our police officers engage warrants versus knock versus no knock, and the whole notion is simple. We want the officer to come home safe. We want the citizen, whether they have to be in custody or not, to remain safe as well. That's the short version. Related to gun violence, since January 1 of this year alone, we've taken 1,500 plus guns off the street, 300 more than we did last year. JT, I will tell you, the ability to get access to an illegal gun, as well as the breaking and entering of unlawful of a vehicle where lawful citizens keep their guns in their cars. The access to these guns are just too easy. We take them off the street. We make the arrest. They're charged with the violation of State Firearm Act or felon in possession of a firearm. They get out and they get the guns right back. I mean, it's just too easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one last thing, as we see in the news recently, the homeless problem is an issue here in Birmingham, as it is a number of cities around the country. But the mental illness that comes with a lot of homeless folks out there seem to be ramping up with problems for businesses in our area, restaurants, specifically on the south side. What are your thoughts concerning that, and what are the plans to help those businesses? Because if that continues, obviously, it's going to hurt those businesses.
Well, the plan is to help those who are homeless receive the help they need. We're talking about a human need here, housing. Birmingham gets right providing food for our homeless community, and we get right emergency shelter. And on the south side, you have an abundance of emergency shelter, beds, and you also have a considerable amount of very kind people who provide food. What we get wrong is long-term, mid-term housing, as well as mental health services, with the exception of those who are veterans through our Veterans Hospital. I'm glad to say we receive a $5 million grant from HUD that allows us to partner with those who want to help us build a tiny home community. In addition to that, if we can't get the resources we need from the state related to mental health services, because mental health services have been depleted from a decline in state resources, local government doesn't have enough tax dollars to support the mental health services that are needed, not only for our homeless community, but even for our children K-12. And so we need more federal assistance if we can't get state assistance, and we need to look at more of a public-private partnership on resources around mental health.
Mayor, what's the current process if you're called, if police are called to a situation where the homeless mental illness person is on the streets outside a restaurant using the bathroom, or if they've walked into a restaurant causing a scene or spitting in somebody's food? Are they arrested and then filtered into us, depending on what their mental state is, into different directions?
Yes, every situation is not the same. We partner with One Roof, which is an umbrella organization that deals in homelessness services. And it just depends on what the issue is and how we can engage that homeless person. Every situation does not require arrest. Some situations do require an arrest.
Well, I appreciate your work this morning, and thanks for being here. Randall Wolfman, Mayor of Birmingham. Appreciate you. Have a good weekend. We'll talk soon.